Hello, dear friends. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Well, guys, it's hot up here, but, you know, it started to cool down. We are headed for the July 4th celebrations from the National Celebration of Independence here in the United States. Friends, this country demands that you really work hard to see things work for you. But I've come to realize this one thing, that God is always very faithful. No matter what it is, when we trust in the Lord, God will turn tables around. I've been listening to different messages and hearing teachings like on TED, on Facebook. TED is a platform where these different speakers can come up and share on their experiences in life or their observations of different kinds of things. They'll talk about the weather. They'll talk about family. They'll talk about self-encouragement. Now, there was this lady. She was talking about the keys to success. And, you know, I do teach on keys to success. I've listened to various preachers and, you know, just motivation speakers who speak on success. For a long time, I listened to Bob Tutton. Man, that man encouraged me. I'm telling you, I got videos from him many years ago when I came to his church here in Dallas. And Bob had gathered very powerful men of God, of great faith, like Charles Capps, Charles Nieman. We have this T.L. Osborne, Oral Roberts, powerful men of God who ministered in his satellite Bible school. And he taught about God's laws of success, which I followed very closely. And it propelled me. Although Bob Tutton somehow failed, things did not go right, something broke down, and I think he lost his whole church. They said he called for prayer, and some prayers were not really prayed for. They found that things were thrown in the dumpster. So Diana Sawyer, a leading anchor with ABC, came with a team of investigators, and they found that there was a lot of prayer requests which were thrown in the trash. Some people received letters of encouragement and fundraising and telling them they're going to be healed when they were already dead. Well, those were things that happened. But the point I'm trying to bring forth is that I've really listened to people talk about success. I've seen it myself in the life of Richard Roberts, having worked with Richard for some time, Archbishop Idahosa, a great motivational speaker there in Nigeria, where I was for 2 years. When I was listening to this lady on TED on Facebook, I can't remember her name now. I have to find her name. You know, these things you need to tie it with the name. She talked about the keys to success. She started surveying how people made it in life. And then she came to a conclusion that in all the people she interviewed, what she found out was the thing that propelled them forward was grit, G-R-I-T, grit. Now, what is grit? Grit, she said, according to her, that grit means you do not give up no matter what. Grit means you don't slacken in whatever thing you have put your hands to do. You determine that you succeed, come summer, come winter, come rain, come high hot water, or how. You draw the line in the sand that, devil, you're not going to move me from this position of success. I have to head up until I succeed. You see, my wife and I, we speak big. We believe God big. We've been believing God for a vehicle. And here comes a $35,000 brand new vehicle. God gave it to us. Bang! You see what I'm saying? See, when you put your foot down, God will see you through. When you determine that no matter what happens, I'm going to succeed, you will succeed. When you determine and say, you know, I'm going to see the hand of the Lord come forth, it will happen. I've talked about powerful men of God, people like Abraham, who, against all odds, where he was past the age of bearing, was over 75 years old. When God spoke to him, he was 75. His wife was barren, but because they believed God, the book of Romans said that Abraham believed God, Romans chapter number 4. He said he believed God on in hope against hope, that what God had promised was also able to fulfill or to bring to pass. When you believe in hope against hope, my friend, because hope is favorable expectation, hope is future. When you believe in hope against hope, that what somebody promised was going to come to pass, that is giant faith. You are believing in the future, you're bringing into reality and saying it's going to come to pass. So what am I saying, friends? When I heard about this woman talk about grit, she was teaching, I'm going to find her name and I'll bring it up sometime. I came to realize that many times we don't reach our goal because we give up midway. Many times we don't succeed in life because we limit God by our thinking. Oh, I don't have money. Oh, I don't have what it takes. Oh, I don't have enough education. Oh, I don't have the IQ or the business degree to do business as such. But let me tell you what, when we put our foot down and say, I'm going to make it, and we do things right, we will succeed. You see, I was looking at this man. He was getting to great success, Mr. Pillow Man. Huh? Damn, you know, Mr. Pillow invented whatever invention he made, selling pillows. Mandel, he was doing so well. But when he moved into the negative current of opposing the activities that were happening in the United States, supporting lies about stolen, you know, election, supporting lies about, you know, things are not working because President Biden stole the election. When this man won, he won the election hands down by millions of votes all over the country. See, the United States, about 335 some million people right now. You mean all these people who voted can lie? How are they going to steal a vote from you, man? Come on, give me a break. We have heard people testifying in and out that there was no stolen votes, that nothing was stolen. Judges have thrown out cases which these people put into the courts of law here in America and said nothing was stolen. They debunked this lie. But Mandel stood his ground, keeping some. Now he was dropped by the Walmart. And I was looking that his actual sales have plummeted. This guy is going to run broke very shortly, you know. So, guys, when you are about to do business and you're getting into this area to succeed in life, don't support things that are going to sink your boat. Don't support things that are going to make you nosedive and go under the sea. You understand me? Walk the walk of integrity. Speak positive things. Support, you know, occasions and projects that bring and success in the world and bless people. You understand me? Don't be so high-minded and start abusing authority and trying to think that you can make it by working against the normal streams of life. Grit, which means you stand your ground no matter what happens. There have been people who have fallen and stood up. People who went down the drains and came up. I look at Jimmy Swaggart, my friends. He had such an impact. Man, I was in Africa when we were listening to Jimmy Swaggart. He was on our television network in Zambia. Whenever Jimmy Swaggart came, my friend, everybody glued to their television to listen to this mighty evangelist. Then Jimmy Swaggart fell. When that happened, my friend, it reverberated all over the world. You know, people are telling, are you born again people? You Christian? Look at Jimmy Swaggart, your friend, what he has done. Man, the guy nosedived and he went down so quick into sinking sand. But you know, he has worked so hard to bring himself up. But something I've noticed, He's not at the same level he was when he was really running and speaking forth the word of God with power. See? Jim Baker, don't know what happened with him also. He had this heritage village there in South Carolina, wherever it was, or North Carolina, I can't remember exactly. Heritage village, people giving millions of dollars. I remember when I was with Archbishop Idahosa in Nigeria, he was very close to Jim Baker. He would go there and speak at their conventions, and he was on television all over the United States. But something blew up at the thing. Jimmy Baker also went with some woman. You know, Jimmy Swaggart condemned Jim Baker big time. It was in the news all over the airwaves. Oh, look at Jim Baker. Oh, look at what. But the same man was condemning the other. He fell too. The Jim Baker was accused of wire fraud. Man, I followed these guys. Tell me, I had my own briefcase with a sticker with a PTL. Tammy Baker, they divorced, broke, and she, I think, got remarried or something. And then Jim Baker was accused of wire fraud, and he ended up in prison for many years. I don't know how many years. I think he was there for seven some years, or, you know, it was cut down to good behavior. But he's got a ministry up in Missouri, and he's really growing. But, you know, still the impact of being who he was, I don't think he's still on that level. You see, we men of God, we get a lot of accusations. That's why we kind of walk very circumspectly. You see, what's his name? Paul said, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure." So, you know, it is God who worketh in us, both to will and to do of his own pleasure. If we do not circumspectly walk by the power of the Holy Spirit and watch our steps, we can fall. But listen, my friend, no matter what happens, even if you fall, you can still rise up. See, there is a big price that these people in ministry have paid. There was this big guy, I think, I can't remember where he was, whether in California or what. He had a huge church. But guess what? He fell to homosexuality. He came in the open and confessed that he had really sinned with another man. Actually, he sinned with a prostitute, a male prostitute. Friends, this is heartbreaking. There are things that happen in Christendom that blow your mind. You know, to me, when I see these things, I say to myself, God, you are merciful and gracious. If we run this race and finish it completely and be in glory, hallelujah, hosanna. See, the Bible says that once we are born again, we are sealed in the Lord. We are sealed unto the day of our salvation. Our salvation, I know we are born again. That means we are saved, we are sanctified, we are filled with the Spirit of the Lord. But being sealed by the Holy Spirit means God has taken ownership of our lives unto the day appointed when he was going to come and take us home. And I can assure you, here, Bishop Mwamba, I'll be in heaven on that day. My wife, Tarina, will be in heaven. You know, many times we tend not to understand the workings of God. We don't understand how God plays his algebra. I call it the algebra of God. Why? Because, you know, there are certain things that happen in our lives and we don't really understand what is going on. See, when I was in Massachusetts, I went to seminary at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. The school granted me $10,000 scholarship to complete my Master of Divinity degree program. But you see, that $10,000 had to kick in when I came up with $3,000. That was the caveat. I like seminary. I mean, I was excited. I was in the library. I was there from, you know, when I came from the lecture hall, I had a study scholarship. And so I would work in the cafeteria with the main cook, the chef, you know, who prepare food together with them. And I would be there checking out all the students. Are they game to get their food? I liked it. Then I will have lectures in the morning. I was with Dr. Davids, Dr. Daniels. He taught us the systematic theology. Then we had another professor who taught us child evangelism, child ministries. Then we had another minister of God, doctor, professor who taught us Christology and New Testament survey. Man, I like to study them, man, who've been the lectures and with these professors and who be blessed. It was a fantastic time. But then I couldn't come up with that $3,000. These are monies I used to handle when I was in Africa. I had partners here in America. My friend Gloria, Teddy, they would send me $5,000. $10,000. You understand me? And I'll come here before I finally migrated to the United States. I'll preach in various churches, man. And they'll give me what they call a honorarium, a blessing for the man of God. $3,000, like this brother up in Missouri, in Eolia, Brother Neil. He blessed me with $3,000. And I would go to different churches. I would go to Ron Sutton's church there in Crystal City, Missouri. He blessed me $300. I preached in his church, and he took me for a breakfast at a restaurant, and people put money in my hands. God was moving. I worked with Roland Smith there in Missouri, a dear brother who had ministry in Sweden, and God also opened doors for me to go to Sweden. I used to go to be with Lashkana. That Lashkana man, I preach in his churches across Sweden, in Kumla, in Henne, in Harlingsås. And guess what? At the end of the day, Lashkana gave me hard cash, $3,000. This is a missionary who used to come to Zambia, and we became friends. And this guy had travel agencies. You gave me tickets to fly to Sweden. You send them through the travel agencies in Zambia. See, when God opens doors, my friend, nobody can shut it. And many people, when they think at the level of the carnal nature, you never catch the concepts of God. You have to increase your level. You have to go into the spiritual realms to walk in a place of victory. So what am I saying today? All I'm saying, friends, is that we got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh within us, both to do and to will of his own good pleasure. And then another thing is we must fight the fight of faith. See, Paul said in Ephesians 6:10, he says, therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand and stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What am I saying, friends? This walk of faith, until we get to heaven, we don't really know the nitty-gritty of it. But God can grant us a revelation on certain subjects as pertains to faith walk, as pertains to our ministry, as pertains to what is going to happen tomorrow. But overall, I thank God for his grace so far here in America. God has blessed me and my wife. Like I said, we have a brand new vehicle that he granted us that is a gift from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let me tell you, my friend, there is nothing impossible with God. In whatsoever we do, we must believe that God is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So friends, if something has happened negatively and you have lost your stepping, God is a God of a second chance. If you could forgive this guy who was sent to Nineveh, who was sent to go and preach in Nineveh, but went to Tarshish. You know, God can work miracles in your life too. He can cause you to turn around and see the hand of God in the land of the living. And so I encourage you, my dear friend, that let us walk in integrity and see this happen. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mamba signing off here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, with my wife, Tarina Mwamba. I say, I'm going to talk to you again. God bless you. And happy July 4 here in the United States of America. God bless you all around the world. You know the guy who ran from God? Jonah. God sent him to go preach in Nineveh. Guess where he went? To Tarshish. But you see what happened to him? The ship he got into started rocking around. It was almost going to sink until the sailor said, hey, man, look, we have been at peace. What happened to you? What's wrong? He says, well, I'm running away from the Most High God. They said, whoo, how can you do that? That's a dangerous thing. So what will you do to you? He said, throw me in the sea. He thought by them throwing him in the sea was going to die and that would be the end of it. But it wasn't. A whale swallowed him up. And guess where it spit him? Nineveh. I always preached in all of Africa. And I said, as the whale spit him at the borders or boundaries or the shores of Nineveh, there was a sign saying, welcome to Nineveh. And he preached, Jonah preached, and the people heard the message and they were saved. God bless you. I'll talk to you again. This is Bishop Mwamba. Bye-bye.